Last time on Brothel D&D.
Oh, f***ing Dungeon Master, motherfucker. Ah!
How much damage can the dragon take?
What the f*** is going on? I, with my Warhammer, want to bash that door down.
Oh, God.
You got it on again!
What? So you see the little gnome pelvic thrust, and as he pelvic thrust, this gout of flame shoots across, flying through the air, and just...
I loved a woman that weren't clean.
The herp spell.
Engage. The Rancor's Brothel.
Great Scott.
Get off my...
All right, and just so we can kind of get into this as well, for Troy bashing in the door and playing up his character, and for you being a scampy gnome, Jeff, I'm going to give you both an inspiration. So this is sort of a DM award for doing cool, funny things or what have you. You can have up to one inspiration at a time. There's a little box up there for inspiration. And basically, anytime you roll a d20, you can use your inspiration and just roll a d6 along with it. So if you roll and you roll like an 8 and you're like, I don't think that'll hit. I'm going to use my inspiration. You can toss a D6, then you get 3, and then now it's like, oh, now I've got an 11. You know what I mean? You can use that on saving throws
or
attacks.
Or in your case, you'll roll a 1 on the D20, and you use your inspiration, you'll roll a 1 on the 6.
I don't know if I'd let...
I'm going to uppercut you in the taint. That would involve you sucking my dick, I think, because how else would you be able to uppercut my taint?
He's kind of got a point
there. You'd
have
to be eye level with my dick. Or at least mouth level.
Unless he's going in the back door.
I'm making
my hey. Hello. So let's go back to the D&D.
So apparently right. You and I aren't cool enough.
You guys are now...
Yeah, so screw you guys for yelling at me for playing my character.
You guys are now out of combat.
Godfire.
You guys are now out of combat. By the way, not that you probably care, but they are wearing... With the exception of the guy who got on fire... The other guys are wearing simple clothing and carrying clubs. The guy who caught on fire, his clothes no longer exist, really. Unless you want burnt scraps. So if you'd like to loot the bodies, you can. But I'm going to assume you don't.
Can't we get dustpans and just dust his
dust
ashes? Maybe they can come in use later. We don't know.
I was just saying, he looks a lot like Aunt Beru. Let's put it that way.
Oh. Nice. Too soon.
Yeah, like 40 years later. Too yeah. soon.
So... What are we discussing? What we're doing next?
Yeah, it's back to you guys.
We need our attention back onto the house where I bashed the door in.
as you turn your attention back, you see a small head peer up through the hole that you punched in the door.
Kind did of you see what there. We fucking did to those guys? Answer my fucking questions.
And you can tell it's a little blonde girl looking through, who is staring quite horrified at. You with the, you know, whole bloody hammer, just blood rolling down the handle.
Probably chunks of brain on it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel like I should not be the one to speak to this little girl.
Oh, I'll f*** him a paladin. It'll do it anyway.
You're the one who turned towards it.
I'm saying, I'm, as a group, I thought we were right in the trust, in the nest of the tree.
What?
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 Stop drinking.
Trust in the nest of the tree.
See you shaking a little bit.
Can that be the name of this episode?
Yep.
I ask her, why? What is she doing? Like, why is she? What's going on?
Oh, they came and they're burning the town, and I haven't seen my mom.
Who is your mother?
She goes on to describe a woman and stutter, and I'm not gonna waste my time doing all this. You get no relevant information on who her mother is. Her mother's.
Did
a woman.
You know those guys we just fucking killed?
Turns
I'm not
gonna
use. Fuck.
She turns to look at the screaming guy and kind of,
So she shook her head no?
Yeah.
For the listening audience?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Because I knew I was going to do this. I did this when we did the Call of Cthulhu. I keep... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so good. Then we killed the right people. Because I was thinking like, oh God, we just killed militiamen because they wouldn't know us either. You know? So I'm happy about that. I was wanting to subdue and question one of them, but you guys are all murder happy.
To be
hey,
fair,
they came at us, so...
I haven't even looked at the house yet.
let me look at something real quick. If you would like to attempt to question... No, they're all pretty dead. Yeah. Never mind.
Fair enough.
Mine only got 6 damage.
Can we just go knock on the door of the next house? Can we look for an adult? Do we see anybody around us?
I feel like this child was pointed toward... it was pointed out for a reason, so we pay attention to this child.
No, it's a red herring. He's erasing the other houses.
I'm erasing the other houses just because you guys are talking. As long as you're not smashing things, there's probably not a reason to have the houses.
Okay.
I mean, you might murder this girl brutally, but it'd probably be pretty quick and efficient, so I don't think we need to draw it out on the map.
Do we see anything else around us? Any other beings?
Anything that could be helpful?
That's a vague ass question. He's not going to answer that. They'd be like, roll a perception.
Well, no matter what, if you want to see something, I'm going to make you roll a perception.
With the exception of the fort, is there another establishment that would be of note that we should seek?
Like a temple or a tavern? An inn. Yeah.
There's a temple. She shakes her head.
I say
Where's it at, you little bitch?
What about the militia? Where are they?
They always go to the fort. They're probably at the fort. I see him train at the fort. Kids, right. Man, what are you gonna do?
We're not going to the
What's
fort.
What's the line for Billy Madison, where he makes fun of the kid with the stutter?
Today, Junior.
Yeah, thank you.
I say we offer for the girl to come with us, and we head to the temple. If you guys agree,
come with me if you want to live.
Temple.
All right. So we get into Joppa and go to the temple.
I am not taking responsibility for a fucking stuttering little bitch.
I say we go to the temple and leave her.
Like a fucking orphan at the fire department?
She's wow.
I'm just kidding. I am going to still insist that the child comes with us, because that is of my nature.
Then you take care of the fucking kid.
It all depends on what
calm
you...
Calm the f*** down. Just trying to play the game.
So am I.
I'm trying not to get killed. I'm going to use your little girl as a fucking club on somebody.
Wow.
I smell evil assholes around me.
You probably do.
You got the mom murderer over there and dark cleric.
Yeah.
Okay, now true. I'd want to help her too.
It's because you're her height. Yeah. She's just not that into you.
Well, no, Pickle Britches is actually a little bit of a petter ass.
We look at him like Pickle Britches.
I'm trying to figure out, on the map, it shows where the temple is, but it's not telling me which number. So, just an FYI to anyone who reviews this, Horde of the Dragon Queen came out well before they actually even released the monster manual. So I hadn't even finished releasing all the books when they released this. It's very terribly edited. So it'll make reference to things that aren't actually on the map. So I'm not sure where the temple is. I say, for the sake of convenience, the temple is all the way across the map.
How's that convenient?
For the sake of my convenience,
I assumed it was either here or...
Yeah, it's not that one.
Okay.
Because there is... I'll let you know because you saw from town anyway. There is a mill... And I'm going to assume that that's the mill because it's near water.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
So I'm going to assume that the other thing up here... I know the thing in the middle is the fort, so I'm going to assume this other thing up here with a wall around it is the temple.
The temple?
Yeah.
And we are...
I can't find it in the book where it says that, and there's no number...
Little girl, where's the safest place we could take you right now?
The fort, I guess? I don't know. That dragon keeps circling the fort, maybe. There's not enough room for all of us to hide under the bed.
I don't know why you're asking the little girl for advice.
You want to fucking save her. She's not helpful. She deserves whatever comes to her.
Saving her, not taking leadership from her. That's why I said we head to the temple. Obviously not the fort in which the dragon is circling. Does she want to...
I mean, you are removing this girl from an innocuous little hovel that nobody will try to loot or destroy because there's no value in it. We're going to go take her to a high-value target, just so we all are clear. But let's do it.
She is...
I
am going to take this girl.
Okay,
if
she's
she
got the girl.
So
do you want to separate from the group? Is that what you're saying?
Are you breaking up with us?
I am asking if you want to go to the temple. The girl's coming with us, whether you like it or not.
D&D, rule number one, don't split the party.
Yeah. Okay, I vote Temple.
Temple.
Okay. I don't have a vote. I'm the DM. You do what you want.
Yeah, why was I looking at you? I mean, Temple, you cool?
Yeah.
All right.
This okay.
Experience is okay with Temple.
Give me a... It's got to be... we'll let the cleric and the paladin roll. There's not a charm, is there? No, it's no. It's persuasion. Roll a persuasion.
8, 22.
You rolled a nat 20. So the little girl looks at you and is terrified, but for whatever reason...
At Matt.
Yes, she looks at Matt terrified. Well, for whatever reason, the paladin with blood on his hammer seems like a good guy. So if you say go to the temple, she unlocks the door and kind of just looks at you.
She clambers over the not broken portion of the door.
She's just staring up at you.
Like, this man attacks.
She's
going to
follow you.
Dumb
come,
little child.
Come with me if you want to live.
Get so, in the chopper! Yeah,
we're going to go to the temple.
Okay. She walks very, very slowly.
You
can
carry her?
So you can carry her if you want. You will not be able to use your hammer if you carry her.
You got another weapon, right?
No. She can fall. She can be slow.
Okay.
It's fine.
How slow? If we got 30,
book
you
says,
got 25.
20 feet around for children.
Bullshit. So she's like way behind us.
Yeah. I'm going to say, if you're not walking start. Slow with her.
I walk behind the group in hopes that she gets closer to me.
I don't have a little girl. Here, we'll do this so that she doesn't look like a scary monster. There's a little girl.
Okay. So she's a dice with a skull on it.
You can flip it to one of the non-skull sides.
Paladin nope, and the little girl.
Do that. She's already a skull.
She's already dead.
I guess we're in the middle. We'll just...
You guys up front.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go in our little flying V of doom.
It's not really a V, but close enough. Are you keeping pace with the little girl then? So 20 feet? Around?
Sure.
I am. Feet. Whether these guys want to mix and run ahead.
There's safety in numbers, and I can always throw the little girl at whatever attacks us.
Okay.
Matt, do you think maybe we should go a little faster just in case something comes at us?
Like you want to range ahead or something? You want to
scout
it
a bit?
I don't have no stealth, so that's up to you, Mr. Elf.
I don't have stealth.
You are a fucking elf. You were born stealthy. You live in an underground fucking world.
To be fair...
You know the shadows and the darkness, sir.
Yeah, you would be the only one... No, you wouldn't have disadvantage on stealth. No. The wizard wouldn't. But these two, because their armor's so heavy, they literally have a disadvantage. So, do you want to be stealthy?
Let me sneak up on these enemies. Clank, clank, clank.
We'll stay with the group.
Junk, 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 junk.
We will stay with the group.
Okay.
What are we doing right now?
We're heading to the temple. We're going to the temple.
We're heading to the temple.
Okay. Look at my map here. Get an idea, so... Okay.
We're f***ed. See when he laughs like that? A devious motherfucker.
Okay. Unfortunate.
What are you rolling for? We don't even know what you're doing. You just
rolling
dice.
Yeah, that's... I mean, it's f*** weird.
And he rolls him like 3 times. No, let's not do that. Oh, let's do this one instead. This one's got a higher number.
Okay, you guys get another 100 feet or so down. You're not quite on that map. You're not quite even yet. You're not quite even yet with the fort on that main road. Does that make sense? So you guys are about
roughly halfway through the city.
You're about right. Sorry to all those on the podcast who can't listen. So you kind of got her here. You moved about another 100 feet to this next major crossroad.
Okay,
so we're almost in the middle of the city.
Do we see, we stop at the crossroad, take a look around, do we see anything?
Give me a perception check.
Is it 16 plus, I got 20.
Okay.
14.
8.
13.
20, 14. So I heard an 8, yeah?
Yeah.
The 8 doesn't see it.
Tells you, you're too low to the ground.
You're in the middle, it's cool.
Everyone else was above 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. As you guys turn around, as you guys come into that sort of four-way intersection, you turn and look, and you see 6 guys in leather armor smashing open the door and going inside a house. There are a couple of them standing outside. You see another couple smashing another door farther down.
Do they see us?
We're about to find out.
Okay.
They probably hear your clanking armor, you douche.
They probably see your white ass skin, you cracker motherfucker.
Actually, let's, because you guys came to the corner and you said, let's go ahead and roll stealth. Everybody roll stealth.
So that's your dex. Okay.
Now you guys have to roll twice.
I literally got a one. I walked up and shit my pants while I poked them in the eye.
15.
Okay. That's the lowest?
Yeah, 15 and 18.
I mean, and you said I'm at a disadvantage on stealth, so do I lose that one?
No, well, you need to roll a second die, and you take the lower number, which you can't take lower than a one, so you got, you critically failed.
Do I roll
so,
twice?
Like, I fell or something into a China shop?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Covered in crying babies?
So what I like to imagine... Girl. So Matt,
I saw a little girl. She squealed.
So, what I like to imagine is that, here we go. So Yas got to the corner, and we'll assume it's his idea to look around. So he kind of does one of these, you know, very stealthy Legolas things where he holds his hand up in the air to tell everyone to stop, and he turns to look.
Never seen Legolas do that.
Just does that.
Whatever.
Anyway, holds his hand up in the air, tells everyone to stop. And as he does, he points over because he sees these guys. And as he does, Matt goes, "What?" and turns and with his trident smacks a sign sticking off the corner of the boat. Clang! And as you hear a loud clang, you see all six of these guys turn. And the ones carrying, you notice they're carrying boxes of things. They all kind of drop them and start heading you guys' way. So we'll go ahead and do a little initiative here.
Everyone else does a face palm.
Bullshit.
What are we doing?
Initiatives.
What is this? Do you add this to something?
You're in dexterity.
I got a 2.
19.
Okay. So Troy is 19.
I got a 20.
Ooh. Lucas is a 20.
Yell out. 11. See if they know this little girl before they reach us.
You got an 11?
Yes.
So Jeff got an 11 and Matt got a 2.
Yep.
How'd you get it? Oh, you got nothing on your dex.
Yeah.
That's not...
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Wait, did I do that right?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Cool. So, let's play with cover here, because why not? I'm going to move you guys up a little bit. We'll move you up all two squares. 1, 2. 1, 2. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So, here's the corner of the building where Matt smacked the thing. So this is the intersection, so we'll say that there's a building over here. We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We'll do another building over here. And
so we got, 30-foot roads?
2, 3. Yeah, just, this is a nice estimate.
Okay.
And just because I have more room on the map over there, I'm going to put them over there.
I love the clang. I love that I critical failed.
That's half of the flair of the game, man. We're gonna say three of them were over here looting this house. And what do they have? You see them as they drop the boxes. You see them all draw scimitars.
Shiza,
or scimitars, if you will.
We won't. Okie dokie. Dicks.
Touche.
And we'll go with who's first. Yaz.
Yaz.
I love how your name is a birth control pill. I want to throw that out there.
I like to be safe.
Oh, slow burn.
What am I adding this to?
Well, you got to move in range first, unless you're going to throw a sword at
him. I don't know what I'm doing.
What would you like to do?
What would I like to do?
Yeah, you probably want to move in range first.
Yeah, we should probably all get in range.
Okay, so what... What would you like to do? You want to move up? Who would you like to attack?
I'm
you
have the closest. Speed
of, you're this one, yeah?
I would probably attack the man closest to me.
Okay, so 5, 10, 15. You could attack that one.
Okay.
5, 10, 15. You roll your attack.
I already did.
Okay, what'd you get?
The 19.
Plus?
Plus 5.
Yep.
19 plus 5.
So, which is...
He's bad at math.
I told you I was terrible at math.
Okay, it's 24.
24.
Okay, that hits. Roll damage.
This one?
Yep.
It's sticking to me. 5, 10.
10. As you You run up with your scimitar. You surprise this guy. He had just got his scimitar out. You run up, kind of parry his, and in the action of parrying his, slip one right between his ribs. You hear a nice gurgle of blood, and that one falls down dead.
Now, I have two scimitars. Do I get a second attack with that other one? How does that work?
You do. You get, so because you can attack twice.
You've only moved 15
feet. You've only moved 15 feet. Your total movement is 30 feet, so you can move another 15 feet and attack again, I do believe. Now that I'm saying that, I got a question about it, but I'm going to let you do it for now until I look up the actual rule.
Well, you said that before you even started. That's how you explained it, I think.
So. Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if you have to, because there's a difference between having two attack actions and having a multi-attack. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anyway, I'll look up the rules later. For right now, if you want to move 15 feet and try and kill another one, you can do that.
I feel like if I do that, I'm too close to another one that could attack me.
Depends on which way you go. You could come over and hit this one if you like.
Oh, I can. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you would go 5, 10. Okay. Roll an attack. Oh, crit. On crits in this, it is not full damage. It is double damage. Just so you know.
So I literally just slice this guy in half.
Well, you need to roll double damage. So roll 2d6 and then add your 5.
2d6.
Yeah. Yeah, what you need?
9 plus 5.
So 14. So you run up, like I said, you're being totally Legolas here. You knock the guy's scimitar out of the way, stab that guy in the lungs. As you're pulling that out, you're already pirouetting around, and as you pirouette around, you flip that scimitar across that guy's throat, and he dies.
Does the modifier double too?
No.
No.
You roll double damage, then add modifier. So it would be 9, 9, 5.
Now I only move. I still have another 5 I can move, right?
Theoretically, yes. Yeah, because you moved 10. Yeah, so you could take a step back or something.
Yeah, I want to take a step back.
You guys can feel free to move your pieces, by the way, if you like. Next up is the paladin.
Can I move it diagonally, or yep. Is that sort of count?
Wait a minute.
What?
Do you let the girl just stand there and watch this?
Calm down. Can I do my thing?
I was told I'd have a chance to speak.
Can I finish? I'm just gonna move like 10 feet, 15 feet.
Okay, so that's 15 feet, yeah.
So positioning myself between them and her and readying my shield.
So when you ready an action, you just have to tell me it's an if when clause. Yeah. So when what happens, you will do what?
So you're putting your shield on.
Right, yeah, I want to.
So you're like going on the.
Because it was on your back.
Looking at the defensive, in a sense. I really can't reach anybody to attack, so.
Preparing to defend.
I could throw a javelin, I guess, but.
You could?
You already threw one.
By the way, you're down one javelin.
Yeah.
Because it's stuck inside of a dragon.
Yeah, I got it.
Don't use them all.
I mean, I can pull one out of this guy when I kill him, if I kill him.
Okay. Well, I guess that works.
I have to look at. I don't know how going on. I think there's a thing for going on the defensive, but I don't know how much it adds to your armor class. I'd have to look it up. Jeff, what would you like to do? Somebody have a PHP over there so I can look that up. Thank you. You, sir, do a thing.
I will cast Firebolt at
the one with the axe.
Alrighty.
Yeah, is that, can you reach that?
60 feet.
Yeah.
That should be. Okay.
15.
22.
Probably plus stuff. Yep, roll damage.
One
damage. Okay, so.
You love to attack, but you don't love to kill.
So that one.
Well, see, the thing about us short people is we attack the ankles first.
So, again, you scream out your message about herpes and do the pelvic thrust as the fire flies out of your groin. And you see this one, you catch him unawares. Even though these guys saw you, they don't seem to be very ready to go. And except you expected him to move a little bit, maybe, so this one kind of singes off an ear. Like just, whoosh, and kind of, he's got a real nasty sunburn now from that. He looks very, very unhappy. And it is the cultist's turn. Okay.
What about me? Do I get an attack?
You rolled a 2.
Oh, I don't get a fight at all?
Okay. You do. Once it gets to your turn,
you can't even move?
Bing, bang, boom. I'm going to assume that their movement is...
He said cultist.
That would be the movement.
Why are you so afraid of cultists, Matt?
No, I'm not afraid of cultists. I'm just saying, like, it's not an invading army of mercenaries. This is a...
I just died.
This is a formulated...
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
This is a formulated attack by...
Am I being attacked by two people right now?
Yes. Does a 20 hit?
I got a 16, so yeah.
Okay. And then the other one gets advantage, because I think that's the way we're going to go ahead and play multiple combatants. Somebody said that that was a rule. I heard that on a podcast. I haven't been able to find it yet.
I'm going to need a ride home.
But I like that idea. And does an 18 hit.
I wish we all smoked pot. This would be so fun if we were high.
Okay. Eight damage as they both come at you and whing, whing. And each one of them gets right in underneath your armor. Probably one nice shot across the arm. You're trying to get away from him. As you try to get away from him, you get another one right across the gut. So eight damage.
Am I supposed to write that on something?
Yeah.
take it from your hit points.
Yeah, so there's your total hit points. And so subtract eight.
Calculator.
It'd be five.
Was it?
Jesus. 13.
13 minus eight.
I don't do math. I'm a art student.
No, you work in a warehouse where you have to count boxes.
With calculators.
Wow, I feel really bad for you now.
I know. You should see me try to play Monopoly. It's impossible. I really need the digital one where you just scan the card.
Those are great.
Yeah, see, you make an opportunity attack on a hostile creature that you can see moves out of your reach. So I don't know if it's running across your reach anymore. I don't see a defensive action like I thought there was. Oh no, it would be dodge. Basically you're trying to actively avoid them. Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
I just wanted to put my shield down in case they attack. Yeah.
Okay, so you're just trying to actively avoid them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, because before there was a thing that you could do that would buff your armor in older versions. In this, basically, you're dodging them. All you're trying to do is be shifty. So they would normally, basically, when you dodge, they get disadvantage. So they're gonna roll two and take the lesser. So, okay. I think they were okay. Seven won't hit you, and he would have advantage, but he. Disadvantage, so they cancel out, so this one just gets an attack regularly. Nope. So they both come up to you and swing, but you pulled your shield out, and you kind of just easily bing, bing, block those two scimitar shots.
Okay.
Mr. Cleric, what would you like to do?
Help me.
Physician, heal thyself.
I could really use some help here.
Don't forget, you have the ability to heal yourself.
Do I?
Yeah, you have an action surge.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you do. You're 1d10 plus 1.
All right, my little guy's going to run 5, 10, 15.
That counts as my entire
next. I'm going to do the Sacred Flame on this guy that lost 1 point from Jeffrey.
Yep. Go right ahead. I have to roll against you, don't I?
Yes.
And that's a dex save. Yes. And at 14 is what I got to beat?
What?
Go again, and it's 14, yeah. Thank you.
What is it? How's that
one? On the third page. Your spell DC.
Yes, 14, right. So what do I need to roll?
Well, you gotta wait and see if he hits first, which you do. Okay. You do hit, so it's 1d8, so roll d8 damage. As you call down smiting power from the thunder gods.
7.
This guy was close. He saw you... calling down the flame, maybe he's seen it before and he tried to move out of the way, but you still scorched him. He's still standing, but he does not look good. And we're back to the top. Lucas. You got face full of enemies.
Run.
I don't know. I'm dying right now.
Run behind me. I have a bunch of armor.
I should need to heal, though.
But you can also move.
You can move and then heal.
All right, that's true.
I need to see what that is. I think you can take it as a bonus action. So, yeah, actually you can do that.
All right, so I move behind the cleric.
Now,
it's
in order...
Actually, if it's a bonus action, you can stand there and attack and still use your second wind.
Yeah. Yeah. But
can
if you...
I?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Well, I mean, I'm already standing there. I might as well finally kill the guy that's attacking, that's been hit twice.
Yep.
You could.
And
if you want to do that, go ahead.
Time.
Yeah. Well,
so let's do
roll
that.
Some attacks.
All right. What do I need to heal myself first?
Bonus action happens whenever, so if you'd like to do that first, you can do that first.
All right, let's just do that first.
Okay, roll a d10. Yep.
That's that one.
Mm-hmm. Three plus your one, so four. So you go back up to nine.
All right.
Thanks for doing the math
racing
for
here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to keep doing the math for me.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right. Go ahead and...
it's true.
Go ahead and attack.
I'm attacking. 10.
You were attacking this guy, right?
Yes.
He seems to have quickly recovered from being electrocuted by God, and he puts his sword up and you kind of clink off of it.
How is he not dead? He's got like, he's got to have like one.
You didn't hit him.
No. Well, what's his, what do I have to get to hit him?
That's a secret.
You got to beat whatever number he's got. The guy's.
He's got an armor class just like you do.
All right, fine.
What did you roll?
A 10.
Okay.
Well, plus, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still attack with the other sword if you want.
Well, I probably should.
Can I
no,
establish
wait, that's
something?
A, that's a bonus action. No, you can't, because you use your bonus action to heal.
I have never... Am I... I'm not holding my shield, am I?
I've never said either way.
Never said you were.
I'm assuming you are, because right now you're 18.
Fine. Okay, making sure.
Yeah. It's up to you. Yeah, you got to let me know what you're doing.
If I put my shield away, does my armor class go down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I still able to back away?
Not without provoking an attack of opportunity. So you're kind of locked in combat at the moment.
I don't even know what to do. I defend myself.
Somehow. Run!
I can't
run?
If I run, I'm going to get attacked. That's what you just said.
They'll get attacks of opportunity because he's leaving their attack space. You can take a move called a disengage, but it takes your entire action to do so.
Which I no longer have.
Right. Because you tried to kill that guy.
Can you hit the other one?
No, because his second attack is a bonus action, and he used his bonus action to heal himself.
So that's why I said he should have ran away. Because he could have ran away and then healed himself. That would have been a legal move.
Yeah, he would have disengaged as his action, his movement, and then healed.
Maybe you should rely on your comrades when they take their next turn.
Well, it is the paladin's turn, so the paladin can do what he will.
I guess I'm just stuck there then.
Throw the little girl.
Well, I've got two guys in my face, so I gotta swing at one of them mothers.
Alright. Pick one and swing.
The guy right in front of me.
Alright.
9 plus what, 5? Or what do I add?
You add your we need to do this on your sheet later. So it'd be
I see your handbook.
Yeah. What you need. Oh, looking at some spells. You add your strength modifier and your proficiency bonus, so 5 plus your roll.
So 14.
14. Roll damage.
Which is an 8 this time.
Yes, because you're holding the shield.
8.
8, and then you add your 5 again.
So 13.
Okay. So you blocked it with your shield twice, and as you do, you've got your hammer in the other, and you bring one across his face, and as you hit him right in the face, I mean, it's like a knockout punch. You hear that neck go click as he...
His head does a 360.
Yeah. Kind of like an owl. Woo! And then he drops.
Nice.
And that makes it the gnome.
How does cover work?
I believe it's plus 2 for her half cover plus... 3 for...
Like, the guy in front of me being in combat with Paladin.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
No, especially if you're doing a targeted spell. I'm assuming you can't spray and hit somebody else.
Okay. Firebolt.
Go for it.
15?
15 hits. And you're going for the one that's been hurt a lot or the one that's not been hurt a lot?
This one.
You're going for that one? Yeah. No, you're good.
8.
That's your firebolt again?
Yes.
So you you do the pelvic thrust, and this one is completely doused in flame, but somehow he seems to be able to flail around and kind of put himself out so he doesn't completely burn. He's still standing, but he doesn't look good.
But you did give him the clap, so.
Yeah.
You did. You gave him the herp.
It spread, so it's the applause.
Let's see. I just want to see something.
Of course you do.
Nope. Okay. You see...
Who's you?
All of you...
Okay.
See these two disengage and run.
Okay.
20. And they're essentially out of range at this point.
Out of range of what? I got a javelin and go 120, son.
They are 30 feet away. Okay. So technically, I will put them here. Because they disengaged, they can't do a double move. So actually, one of them's there, and one of them is there. So that's fair. You theoretically could chase them down, should you want to. This one is going to take a swing at poor Lucas here. 12?
Miss.
Okay. He swings at you. You dodge eloquently, as elves normally do, and look pissed at him. Matt.
I run at the remaining guy. Wait, can I look around first?
Do you want to generally look around? Like, the thing about combat is it's so quick.
Okay.
So if
you I run up and I'm trying to jab this guy with my trident. Now, that's it's versatile, yes?
Okay. So you're holding it in one hand. Yeah. So it's going to do the lesser damage.
Okay, cool.
So roll your d20 and add your strength plus your proficiency bonus. We should put that somewhere.
16.
Five. So
plus proficiency is... Oh, okay, five. Okay, five.
23. 23. Is that correct? Oh. No, it's like an 18. Okay. You hit, roll damage. It should be your lesser 10? Damage. Nah.
It's probably not
10 if it's lesser damage. It's probably 6.
Oh, 1d6 plus 5.
Yes. So 1d6 plus 5.
So 5 plus 5, 10.
Okay. He turns and sort of... He eloquently moves out of the way of the scimitar attack as Lucas moves out of the way. You see a perfect opening in his back, and you shove that trident clear through the leather armor with one hand, and you just puncture all sorts of internal organs as that trident just... He's literally stuck on it at this point, and you just see him go limp on it. Okay?
I killed somebody.
Lucas, it's your turn.
All right. The other guys have disengaged. I say we continue to run towards the temple.
I agree.
There's no point in chasing this guy down.
Delegate from Drow.
Do you want them running back to whoever works for him and saying there's a bunch of guys fighting back? Send more guys.
Yeah, I don't feel like chasing them.
Well, here.
I don't feel like letting them go.
Okay, I'll do this then. Lucas, are you doing anything on your turn?
Am I doing anything? I'll probably heal again.
You get that heal one time a day, once until you rest.
Oh, good to know. Write that down.
Yeah, once you take a short rest or a long rest, you get it back.
So, quick question. My lay on hands thing, is that a bonus so I can do that action plus another action like he did healing himself, or is that
no? I'd have to look at it, but I don't think it's a bonus action. Okay. I think it's an action. Gotcha. It is your turn though.
So I guess I'm doing nothing.
Paladin Dark. Okay, Paladin Darkwood. It is your turn. What would you like to
say? You're resting.
I'm resting.
You have to take an hour to sort of tend your wounds.
I'll move like 10 towards their direction.
Okay.
They're both fairly... 10,
15, 20, 25, 30. Okay.
They're both fairly weak, right? Like they both have been hit?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they're... Yes.
I'm going to throw a javelin at the guy furthest away, because I'm going to hit him, right? That's 30?
Yep. So he's within range, so roll...
6.
Oh, you need to roll to see if you hit him
first.
Oh,
that's right. 17 plus 5.
Yep, you hit. Roll damage.
5 plus 5, 10.
You hurl that javelin with everything you got into it, because that's like the extent of your range. You know, you're throwing the long pass, and you see that thing in mid-stride go right through his back and burst out the front, and he falls face first, stuck in the ground with the javelin through him. You completely skewered him.
Fantastic.
And he's dead. Gnome?
The one straight ahead of me.
Yep.
Magic missile.
Oh, you are an asshole. Magic missile doesn't miss.
Yeah.
I think it's
for 5 damage.
I think it's 3. I think it's 3d3 plus. It's more than just yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Magic missile. I think it's 3d3 plus 1 or something like that.
3d3 plus 1.
There's no
d3 dice.
That's
a
lettuce.
Or d4. Sorry, I think it's 3d4 plus 1.
Missile.
Looks like a triangle. So
a dart deals 1d4 plus 1 damage to its target.
You're a dick.
That's what it's called.
Oh, you're dick? You throw three of them.
Okay. Five.
Down here by your foot.
He tossed the caltrop.
Yeah. And 3.
So how much total?
13.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what do your magic missiles look like? Because you can make them look like whatever you want. Some people do flaming, screaming skulls. Some people do orbs of light. Some people do dragons.
Big throbbing.
Dildo god!
Public thrusts here.
Or kittens.
Zombie kittens.
I don't know. I'll come up with something.
So your magic missiles, which was really cool, is it probably scares the bejesus out of you, because these three orbs of light just go spinning out of his hands and fly past your head as they swoop like Sidewinder missiles.
And shot it out of his ass.
Sidewinder missiles pass Troy as you see three of them strike him almost simultaneously. And just like little puffs of flame, and he dies. That's more damage than anyone else dealt to him. You lit him up. That's one of your first level spells.
Should have done it in the first place.
Yeah. And that cost him one of his spell slots.
Yeah. I can only do that twice.
So you guys are now out of combat. So you're out of initiation order.
Can I collect my javelin from guy who's stuck in the ground?
Give me a... here, I'll roll it. You tell me... High or low? Say high or low.
Oh, God. I hate this game.
There's a percentage that it might have broken, so I'm just assigning an
arbitrary
percentage.
I understand. Low.
Okay. So, if it's high, I'm going to say there's 30% chance it broke. So, 70 or higher it broke. 70, oh, man, sorry. I totally screwed that up. I grabbed the wrong one. I rolled 200s. Sorry. I rolled I rolled a 9, so it's still good. You can collect it.
Sweet.
Well, it's my turn now.
No, you're out of combat, so you can do whatever you want.
Regroup and keep heading to the temple, or do we want to follow where those guys are running to?
Check on the little girl, make sure she's okay. She's
bleeding heart, motherfucker.
She's standing.
I didn't bring her all this way just to leave her now.
She's standing there, petrified, but she's okay.
Alright, we collect, like, I collect the little girl.
We head towards the temple, or do we follow where those assholes were running to?
Which direction were they heading?
Yeah.
Didn't
we approach from this way?
Yeah, you're approaching from the east, so that's north.
They were running that way.
So the opposite, they were not heading towards
the fort? No. No. They were not.
I still see. If you guys have a better solution, or a different solution.
Whatever. Mr. Experience, what do you think?
I don't know yet. Let's go.
If we follow them, we're gonna essentially be coming upon an
unseen. It could be ambushed.
Yeah.
Here's the thing too. They're cultists, right? So there's a religious aspect to this. We're heading towards the temple.
It's not their temple, obviously.
I know it's not their temple. Well, hopefully it's not their temple. but no, we should head to the temple because that would probably. If one religious faction's attacking another town, it's probably against that religious faction, correct?
More than likely.
Okay, ISIS isn't mad at us because we're white, it's because we're Christians. You know what I'm saying?
Some of us.
Well, you know what I mean. Maybe. So, I don't know, temple probably seems like the more logical choice at this juncture.
I mean, I don't want to head towards the fort with the dragon circling.
Yeah.
Is the dragon still circling?
You know what I'm going to say. Perception check. That's the way I play it.
17.
I got...
19.
18.
17. You all see it circling... make it up. Why not? Steal this from you. As you say that, you see it swoop over your head at a large height. and it is now going back in the direction of where the caravan was, and you see it strafe some more buildings with lightning. So it just whooshed over the top of your head.
Temple ho!
Towards the temple.
Okie dokie.
Are we going back in the same formation as before?
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we shouldn't have you running leads, sir. You're a little low on the old HP.
He's not that low. He's only a couple of hits, though, right?
Yeah, I'm at a 9 now.
Well, I would like to point out that there are 2 healers in the party, so if you're that worried,
I only got one fucking spell left for the day, so you can kiss my ass if that's...
What time is it? Use?
What time is
it? I use the fog cloud.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
What time is it, like, until the next day?
Well, it's evening. Until we sunset, remember?
It's probably like 10 o'clock-ish at night. You probably got into town 9 o'clock-ish, something like that.
Okay.
When the next day doesn't mean chronologically, it means after you take a long rest, which is essentially 8 hours of rest. You make food, you sleep, you maybe do a little watch, but you don't do anything strenuous. So you won't get your spells back until you pray, essentially, the next morning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we need to get to the temple so we can rest.
I like that idea.
Can everybody give me a... We'll go with an intelligence roll. No. You see something.
Or an investigation.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want. Thank you, sir.
22.
16.
8. Wait, what am I adding this to?
Intelligence.
Your intelligence bonus, the little plus.
I don't think you have an intelligence bonus.
I don't.
You have an intelligence minus, so just subtract it.
Where's that at?
Intelligence circle. Minus.
Okay, so 17.
So 17.
16.
8.
Alright, so the gnome, you happen to realize as you walk past, something kind of strange catches your eye from one of the bodies. You happen to notice that there's a small silver dragon pendant around one of their necks. And as you happen to look at it, you can kind of see it embossed in the armor, too. Little dragon symbol. Tyranny of dragons.
Hey, cleric guy, what do you know about this? With your religion skill.
Yeah, I roll that, huh?
Let me set a DC before you roll it. Let me think about
that. Plus, I speak Draconic.
For some strange reason.
Just
thought
it sounded cool.
It does sound cool.
I mean, it helps with, being dragon stuff.
It does. Things. It does.
And such.
Sure. Well, I got it.
Not much. I know 7.
Well, you know that it's a dragon. You are definitely sure that that's a dragon.
I don't know.
You got a 1,
man.
Or are we all rolling? No.
No, I gave it. Well, he asked
him. You said, I don't think I'm going to be at much help, probably.
Okay. So you guys are moving onward?
Should we maybe collect the pendant? Or is that worth it? Should be.
It could be. We could take it to the temple. Somebody in the temple might know something about it.
All right, let's pat them down.
They all are carrying scimitars. They all are wearing basic leather armor. And one of them is wearing a pendant. It doesn't look like it would be... Do they have a praise in this? I don't think they do anymore, do they?
Religion.
It's an intelligence role. It's listed under the ability.
Is it intelligence? Because I would have put it as wisdom.
No.
Okay, I'll give you intelligence rolls if you'd like to have an idea about how much it's worth.
18.
19.
1. Matt, it's worth a fortune.
Yay.
9.
This is like the Holy Grail. You also think it might be worth a little bit. It's like worth a couple of gold. Like, it's chintzy. It's nothing special.
I don't really care about how much it's worth. I just want to know what it is.
No. The intelligence check was just to give an idea of sort of rarity. I mean, it looks, it's common jewelry. It's nothing fancy. Except you think it's worth a lot.
I'm not worried in the monetary value as more as the...
Like, you want to take it to the temple and have the clerics look at it.
Well, that was what the religion role was for. Yeah. To know what the religion was that...
No, I can't, like, I still can't take the thing?
No, you can take it. I was just letting you know that it wasn't... It's not a magical thing that suddenly turned you into a dragon.
No. But so I could ask somebody else later on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, what does this mean? Oh, but as far as, like, all the equipment, so do we have, like, an encumbrance or anything? Like,
you do. I will typically ignore it unless it gets obnoxious.
So can I pick up one of the scimitars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want a scimitar? Take a scimitar.
I'm taking a scimitar.
All right, take a scimitar. But, like, if you're going to do the whole Skyrim thing of taking 25 suits of armor, yeah. I'd be like, I don't think so. But, yeah, you want to take a scimitar? Write it down. You got it.
You got a scimitar now, folks.
And he's got it. It's 1d6.
Yeah, 1d6.
You theoretically are proficient with it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I have to look it up, but yeah.
Because it's a finesse weapon, so I can add strength to it.
No, a finesse weapon means you can use your dex instead of your strength.
It says that you can choose.
You choose. Right. Cause see, that's why he's using it. Because he's got no strength, but he's got all kinds of dex. So he's...
Every melee weapon gets your strength.
That's why I've gotten 4 kills so far.
With a finesse weapon, you have the option of using your dex instead.
Oh, okay.
Can you get that thing that's smuggable from the vapor rosal?
It's
still red.
Yeah. So you guys moving? You guys moving forward then?
Yeah.
Onward ever.
Towards the,
Cool. You guys,
only a few people got there.
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
Good.
Maybe
not. It's not for your ears to hear.
Okay, you guys essentially reach the town square. So you're now basically in the middle of town. So you see lots of shops.
The fort was in the middle of town.
Yeah, we were already there.
Well, it's not in the middle of town. It's here.
It was pretty bad.
It's half a block south of the middle of f***ing town.
Right. Well, it's more than half a block.
We're calling the circle of Indianapolis the center of town. We're at the f***ing Hibbert.
You guys have made it to here.
Okay. To like the square, the market.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
Town center.
Okay. Did you see anything?
Perception roll.
Yep, there you go.
I'm learning.
19.
17.
20. 5.
He sneezed.
He didn't know.
We all saw something cool. And Troy just looked at the little girl. Stuttered.
Without warning, 5 humans dash from between 2 buildings on your left. A limping man and 3 young children race across the street into more shadows. And a woman carrying a round shield and a broken spear turns and faces back in the direction from which they came. 8 kobolds stream out of the alley on the family's heels and fan out around the woman, who looks determined to delay the creatures for as long as possible.
What's a kobold?
Yeah, I said what?
Little lizard
creatures. Lords of kobold? Yeah,
they're like little, like, you know the weird cockroachy aliens from Men in Black? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a kobold.
Okay.
When I think of a kobold. Yeah, they're little worm lizard things.
All right.
Let's kill you a little bit. Yeah, we run to...
That's the accent you need for your cleric. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey is playing this character.
All right. I think
that would be a good time for me to take my shirt off.
Nah, I got chains on. Dungeon Master, I want to stab these little bitches.
How many?
You don't always.
He said 8.
8.
You don't always wield a trident, but when you do, they die.
You know, I was wielding the trident before they paid me to do it.
Do I need to add that to the impression list?
Yes.
All right.
You know, so cool, these creatures are not facing us. They're facing the woman.
Yeah, so basically...
So they haven't noticed us.
Not yet.
Is there some sort
roll
of...
Roll a lucky motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Is there some sort of a sneak attack bonus?
There is, actually. We will see what happens here in a second. So, this is the woman.
Thaumaturgy spell ready.
She's facing him, though, right? That's what you said?
And this is the limping man. And then...
Is that like an official title? I am the limping man.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Look at you! You're so smart!
Nothing.
I know what I'm doing.
Just hang on.
Okay, hold on. So... Said it was an alleyway, so we'll do something like that. I don't even care if this podcast works. I'm having so much fucking fun.
I hope it works. I bought, like, $400 worth of equipment.
It's been 2 fucking hours of it. It better do something.
We'll see what happens. I hope the sound sounds good. Okay, so, I need to find goddamn kobolds here.
Goddamn kobolds.
Goddamn kobolds. They just ruin everything, goddamn kobolds.
Man, play that old demo of D&D, man. I got a goddamn kobold in there.
Come on, man.
Man, I'm goddamn kobold, man. I'm telling you.
Let me get on that demo on the internet and make a picture of naked women on it, man. It's pretty cool, man.
My old manager at the fireworks store talked exactly like that.
Yep.
He was Boom Harrow.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I dealt more damage to you than I should the other round. My apologies.
Can I get some of that back, please?
No, sorry.
Well, that's not fair.
I know, I also totally let you kill that guy when now I read the rules and you shouldn't have, so we'll call it fair play.
Which guy?
The guy that you killed before he even got to attack him.
Oh, the very beginning of the game?
Yeah, I totally screwed that up.
Fair trade.
All right. Everyone make sneak rolls.
Stealth,
sorry. And you two need to roll twice and take the lower. You were like the ninth.
I got 19.
You need to roll twice.
What do I add this to?
Your
stealth. I got 11. I got to take 11. Good, right?
Okay. I don't have stealth.
One.
Oh. You roll a natural one.
You turn and hit a sign with your brand new skibitar.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I was dexterity.
Anytime you roll a one, I just automatically assume something bad is going to happen. So all of you sort of, as you see the kobolds run out and you see this thing happen in front of you, a lot of you are just like, and you kind of stop. Troy, who probably is talking to the little girl at that point, is like, hey guys, what'd we stop for? And so the kobolds see you.
I feel like that's out of character, but okay.
Since I got a 20, can I get an action off?
I will give you advantage on your first attack. That's the best I can do. I can't just let you know, roll around. Just for the sake of argument, let's go with initiatives again.
I have 14.
Man. Okay, I'm confused. Is that adding anything to that?
Yeah, you add your dex modifier.
Oh, okay. 15. I'm going to write that in there. Can you remember? Plus dex.
Wait, which is which?
That's a good idea. I'll do that. Do what?
Plus adding zero.
To what?
You're adding that to your dex modifier.
So 22?
The mod, yeah. Okay, and then I also need to do...
Hey, all these little numbers you wrote in, those are your pieces, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that just makes it easier not every time.
No way, I don't have to think about it.
Okay, so I have Troy, I have Matt, I have Lucas. What was yours?
Sorry. 12.
12? Okay, I'll let you go first. Okay. Lucas, it is your action.
Prepare for a fight.
So what would you like to do, specifically?
I'm not going to dash at them this time.
Okay.
Because my HP is a bit low. So...
Let's put everybody on a square here.
Simply prepare... To be attacked.
Well, you can dodge, you can ready an action.
You could dive, duck, dodge, and you can dodge.
You forgot dip.
Dip. You forgot, yeah, you forgot dip.
I can only hope one of these guys throws a wrench.
Call them.
Okay, what are my options again?
So
dive, dip.
You can, so normally you can run up and attack. If you're not going to attack, you can ready an action, in which case you give me some sort of, when something happens, I do something. Or you can do what Troy did, which is dodge. So basically you're going on the full defensive, and you're just not going to do anything. And if somebody attacks you, they get disadvantage on all their rolls.
So, okay. So that's four.
I just remembered I have a crossbow.
Plus two, plus two.
Can I use that?
In religion.
Two plus two.
Okay, I got it.
You have a hand crossbow, right?
Yeah, I don't know how far that goes.
Yeah, I'd say you could take out the lead one, if you want to.
Never mind bluffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Troy. We had a thing.
Let's try to take out the guy in the lead.
Okay.
With my crossbow.
Okay. So
let Speary McSpiriton do that one.
Okay. Go right ahead. Roll a hit.
It doesn't say I have a limit on the bolts, does it?
Well, I'm assuming you've got, like, say, 20. What'd you roll?
3.
Plus your 5, so total 8.
8.
Okay. You draw your hand crossbow and...
Do I need to roll damage?
No, you miss.
Nope.
The bolt. I'm trying to do some story here.
Oh, I apologize.
The bolt the bolt flies in front of him and misses. He kind of turns and, you know, is surprised that you're attacking. These kobolds are stupid.
Surprise!
This woman yells out something to the effect of, "Fuck you!" and charges him with her spear. Because this lady don't mess around.
My lady don't.
Hey, yes. Where do I read about Wrath of the Storm?
Wrath of the Storm is your reaction after somebody.
Right.
It has to be less than 7 seconds. We're fine.
I mean, that was less than like 2 seconds. I think we could have done more.
I didn't want to chance it. I could have kept going.
She runs up and attempts to spear that guy, but completely misses.
What a woman,
Troy. Oh, she went from rolling a 19 to having it roll over to a
20. I didn't mean that.
Way to not be misogynistic.
So like I gotta like step forward because these guys are around a corner. If I want to hit someone, right? Or I guess I gotta hit the lead dude. Actually, I'm gonna just throw a javelin at the front dude there.
That's what I tried to do. It failed.
Well, I'm gonna better than you.
I know.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He is out of your long range. Yeah. Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20. Now he's in your range.
15 plus 5. So
you 20? Hit. Roll damage.
Six plus.
Nah, I think that's the one.
No, that's a six.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. One. All right, 6 plus what?
5.
Okay. You hurl the spear, or javelin, sorry, straight on, and he feels pretty good because he dodged a bolt, and then he dodged a spear, and in the process of dodging the spear and looking real cool, your javelin flies in one ear and out the other, and he drops.
Nice. Wait a minute. Where did the javelin land?
It continued down. It went all the way through his head.
It's probably lodged in his head. Okay. Very deeply. Kind of got that whole arrow thing going on. He's got one on each side.
Oh, nice and deep black.
Matt.
Okay, I'm going to try something risky.
Okay.
I had to do a little math here. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What?
What spell are you trying to cast?
Okay. Can I move back? I can move back, right? I'm going to move back. I'm going to move back 10.
I am going to run.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Now I'm going to do Thunder Wave.
Okay, so what does Thunder Wave do? What's it say?
A wave of thunderous force sweeps out from you. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
On a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away from you. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pushed.
Alrighty.
In addition, unsecured objects that are completely within the area are automatically pushed 10 feet away from you. The spell emits a thunderous boom audible out to 300 feet.
Jesus
Christ.
Is
that building on fire or anything right across from
me? I think it doesn't matter at this point.
I don't think so, because the dragon was down that way somewhere.
Down on him.
It's a small building.
So essentially, you're going to hit every one of these guys.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm making sure. But yeah, he walked into the right spot. Yep. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need 7 D10. I'll just roll them one at a time. That'll be exciting.
D10?
D20.
D20s.
No, I'm good. No, you don't have to roll anything. They're rolling against your 14. And you said it was a constitution throw?
Yes.
Against it? Okay. Guy in the lead. So we'll do the guy in the lead first. So I'm at 14.
Should I go from the inside out?
Oh, well, I'm trying to do it so I can make sense of it.
Okay.
Fail. Fail. He succeeds.
So he gets half damage and doesn't get thrown back.
He succeeds because I rolled 2 nat 20s. These two succeed. So roll damage. It was 2d8.
Mm-hmm. That is this one.
Yep, so you just need to roll it twice.
For each guy?
No. What we'll do is it's an effect and it hits all of them, so roll 2d8 and they'll all take that much damage.
Oh, so.
With the exception of the guys who take half.
Blowing these. 11.
So all of them take 11 except for those two who take half. Half would be 5.5 round down 5, right? Half of 11 is...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was more of you questioning, have I run the round down? That seems like a cheap shot, but whatever.
In D&D, the rule is always round down. Okay. So, you thunder wave, and it's a clap heard from 300. So, how do you...
The entire town can hear what just occurred.
Not quite, but
they can't locate chunk of it. It's just like thunder. You don't know
We're closer towards the temple, so... Yeah, we're further on the west side of town.
They'll think it's the fucking dragon, because he's got thunder.
As you run into the middle of them, you charge, and you scream...
Shazam!
You shout...
Oh, happy day.
You shout Shazam, and you level everything within a 15-foot cube.
Yeah.
Minus those two guys.
They fly into the wall. These two guys, because there's a building here, they literally go right through the wall. They're gone. This one, how far do they fly? 10 feet?
It's a 10 feet.
Okay. This one flies to right in front of her feet and dies. These two also, that one flies into a building, that one flies behind you. And even those two that made their saves, you see the wave hit them, and they sort of stand their ground, and then you just see blood trickle out of their little lizard ears as they drop to the ground dead.
Hey, there you go.
I don't have any more spells today, so...
Let's get to that f***ing temple.
Let's get to the temple. I hope that is good.
The Valiant Party has proved they are capable of handling themselves, but what will they do about the family they just saved from kobolds? Can they find any respite from combat in Greenus? Find out next time on Brothel D&D.
In the nest of the tree?
What?
What?
What?